Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
on today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to celebrate the long lives of 14 jazz singers and musicians who all live to be at least 95 years old. Our first old-timer of the hour is saxophonist Hal Singer, born in 1919 in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who lived to 100. Singer recorded the album Blue Stompin' in 1959 with a quintet, and you'll hear The Blast Off. Doris Day had a short career as a jazz singer with the Les Brown Band of Renown from 1939 to 41, before she ran off to Hollywood fame. Born Doris Mary Kapelhoff in Cincinnati, Ohio in 1922, she lived to 97. Here's Doris singing Irving Berlin's I've Got the Sun in the Morning with Les Brown. Dixieland pianist George Wine was born near Boston in 1925 and lived to 95. Here's Wine with a septet in 1951 doing Gershwin's Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, I think I'm a lucky girl. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got no mansion, got no yacht. Still, I'm happy with what I've got. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. My thanks. I've got the sun in the morning.
today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are playing jazz by musicians who live to a ripe old age. Guitarist and swing band leader Alvino Ray was born Alvin McBurney in 1908 in Oakland, California, and grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. He lived to be 95. Here's the band in 1946 with Dardanella. Violinist Svend Asmussen lived to 100, born in Copenhagen, Denmark in 1916. So you'll hear Amundsen in 2002 at 86 years old playing Hallelujah with the quartet. Jazz and ragtime pianist Ubi Blake claimed to have been over 100 at one point, but research has shown that he lived to be 96. Blake, born in 1887 in Baltimore, recorded Fizzwater in 1917 on a piano roll. Sounds just like it was recorded yesterday. Trumpeter and big band leader Gerald Wilson hailed from Shelby, Mississippi, born in 1918 and lived to 96. Wilson's band recorded M. Capitillo in 2003.
Thank you.
On this Dr. Jazz Hour, we are paying tribute to musicians and singers who live to at least 95 years old. Singer John Hendricks grew up in Newark, Ohio, born in 1921 and lived to be 96. Here's the title track from his 1959 album, A Good Get-Together. Early banjoist Narvin Kimball from New Orleans, born in 1909, lived to be 97. He was in the band of Papa Celestin in 1928 when they recorded Ta Ta, Daddy. Alto saxophonist Benny Carter had a long, illustrious career in jazz, born in Harlem, New York City in 1907, and lived to be 95. When Carter was 89, he recorded a songbook album of his originals with Carmen Bradford singing Key Largo.
West Montgomery plunking guitar strings, drummer Walter Bolden really playing them things, Monk Montgomery on the Fender bass, a little pony really riding all over the place. Well, it's a good get together, I sing. It's a good get together, hear me sing. Well, at a good get together, ain't nothing else to do but swing. West Montgomery struck a bluesy groove, Walter picked it up and it began to move. Gildo Monk and Pony really played that thing. It wasn't nothing I could do, I had to go on and sing. Well, it's a good get-together, I sing. It's a good get-together, hear me sing. Well, it's a good get-together, ain't nothing else to do but swing. Go on and swing, Pony, yeah! And a trumpet, they was gigging on the Zoom. They lit a mighty fire and it burned us all. So we're still here cooking and we're having a ball. Cause it's a good get together, hear me sing. It's a good get together, hear me sing. Well, at a good get together, ain't nothing else to do but swing. Yes, at a good get together, ain't nothing else to do but swing. Ain't nothing else to do but swing at a good get together. When you get to one of them good get-togethers, ain't nothing else to do but swing. Well, there ain't nothing else to do but swing. When you get to one of them good get-togethers, there ain't nothing else to do but swing.
Gonna sing out loud, gonna praise my God, 'cause everything started To find you once more.
This last set of old-timer jazz will start with Claude Fiddler Williams from Muskogee, Oklahoma, born in 1908 and lived to be 96. You'll hear Williams and quartet in 2000 doing The Preacher. Larry Elgart grew up in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, born in 1922 and lived to be 95. He played the saxophone in his older brother Les Elgart's big band in 1954 when they recorded Time to Go. British pianist Marion McPartland, born in Slough, England in 1918, lived to be 95. In 1953, McPartland and trio played Rodgers and Hart's The Lady is a Tramp. Hollywood-based big band leader Russ Garcia from Oakland, California, born in 1916, lived to be 95. You'll hear his band backing up Peggy Connolly in 1956 on That Old Black Magic.
Thank you. power. That old black magic that you weave so well. Those icy fingers up and down my spine. That same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine. That same old tingle that I feel inside. And then that elevator starts its ride. Down and down I go, round and round I go, like a thief caught the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do?
For another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.